If the New South Wales government had hoped its radical plan to slash $1.7 billion from education might see the Commonwealth government ride to the rescue, it's to be disappointed. The Federal Schools Minister, Peter Garrett, has asked the New South Wales government to reconsider its $1.7 billion education cut, but says either way, the federal government will not make up the difference. Public school teachers are refusing to rule out strike action, and independent schools say they can't guarantee reducing funding won't force them to sack staff. Miriam Hall has this report.
2 days after the New South Wales government announced its education cuts, the Premier is still trying to douse the flames.
These are difficult decisions that people would prefer not to make, but you can't spend money that you don't have.
Public, independent schools and TAFE all stand to lose in the funding cuts. The New South Wales Premier, Barry O'Farrell, has revealed 1,800 jobs will go across the education department. But he's stressing frontline jobs are safe and no teachers will be axed.
These cuts are about head office. These cuts stop at school gates. These cuts do not affect teachers.
Barry O'Farrell says his government has been forced to make cuts as a result of a reduction in state revenue, and he's defending the unpopular move.
When we came to office, 21.4% of the state budget was spent on education. Last year it was 22%. This year it is 22.4%. We are putting more money into our schools.
But Federal Labor has put the New South Wales government on notice.
The New South Wales Premier needs to reconsider.
Federal Schools Minister Peter Garrett told The World Today that the Commonwealth won't pick up the slack.
If state governments reduce their expenditure in the way in which the O'Farrell government is reducing its expenditure, that will reflect in the payments that the Commonwealth under the current model can make as supplementary payments for indexation.
Teachers are furious and take no comfort from Barry O'Farrell's claim that frontline jobs are safe. The New South Wales Federation represents teachers in government schools. President Maury Mulheron.
We know that straight away we're going to lose jobs out of the schools.
The Federation is stepping up its community campaign and holding meetings across the state.
We won't take it lying down. Indeed, we'll be fighting this right up until the next election and beyond if necessary.
Does that fighting include strike action from teachers?
Well, it's certainly, we've got authority from our state council to take industrial action when and if necessary, but it'll be just one weapon that we'll use. There's other effective strategies that we'll be doing.
So striking action not off the cards at this stage?
Oh, look, we never discount any strategy, but we certainly don't flag it.
The New South Wales Parents Council represents students at independent schools in New South Wales. President Stephen Greaves says non-government schools won't be able to wear any drop in funding.
At the independent school level, we've got no bureaucracy to cut. We've either got to put fees up or cut teaching staff.
The Catholic Education Diocese of Parramatta runs 80 schools in Western Sydney. Executive Director Greg Whitby says he can't guarantee teachers' jobs won't be lost.
All I can make is the commitment that it'll be the last place that we will look.
Associate Professor at the Department of Government at the University of Sydney, Rodney Smith, says education has been a touchstone issue for New South Wales governments in the past.
It was one of the issues that got the Greiner government into difficulties back in the late 80s, early 90s, and it's one of the issues that Labor struggled with in various ways.
He draws similarities between the New South Wales and Queensland governments, saying they are both making unpopular cuts early in their term. But he believes Barry O'Farrell's government can afford to bear the brunt of public anger.
There'll be a lot of, I would imagine, protest, anger, letters to the newspaper, strikes perhaps, but the government will probably ride that out.
Associate Professor Rodney Smith from University of Sydney, ending Miriam Hall's report.